Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Our guest tonight, Jim Hankla, President of the Board of Harbor Commissioners.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner, call on glory. Let us join our fellow men.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Long Beach Magazine. Coastal living, city style.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk as we begin the fall season of our 15th anniversary year. We're very pleased to welcome as our first guest an old friend, Jim Hankla, who's the president of the Board of Harbor Commissioners. Welcome back, Jim.
Thank you, Art. It's good to be with you.
As many of our regular viewers know, Jim served as city manager for many, many years. He was also head of ACTA and now is a commissioner and the president of the board. And the port, some dramatic changes have been taking place over the last few years. Jim, why don't you update us a bit on them?
Well, the port began to take a hard look at the environmental footprint that it cast along with our neighbor port of Los Angeles. And we concluded that we had to improve our responsibility in terms of the environmental footprint. As a consequence, we implemented the Green Port Policy, which was really designed to change our ethic in terms of how we addressed our environmental responsibilities. And that was all to be done while still taking into account the absolute necessity to maintain the port as a strong economic engine for the region. The Green Port Policy, which I think we were the pioneers of, evolved in partnership with the Port of Los Angeles into the Clean Air Action Plan. And that basically is a whole series of actions dealing with such things as pollution caused by ocean-going vessels, pollution caused by yard handling equipment, pollution caused by diesel trucks and locomotives. And we establish goals and objectives over a five-year time frame that's designed to reduce that pollution by 45%. So we are in the midst of the Clean Air Action Plan, and as a matter of fact, the ban on trucks dirtier than older than 1989 goes into effect on October 1st.
Well, the port makes a major economic contribution to our community and the whole Southern California region and perhaps the nation, but there's a price that we've been paying historically for that economic contribution, which is the negative environmental impact. So, as you mentioned, 3 years ago, the port really committed to a dramatic improvement in its environmental impact.
That's exactly right, Art. And we have put together a program which really enables us to keep score and to make sure through the use of metrics that we are achieving our goals. And we report that progress regularly to the Board of Harbor Commissioners and to the public.
And I've seen the figures. the continued growth in international trade through the port is really a given. I mean, for the foreseeable future, you expect growth.
I can't say that, Art. I wish I could. We certainly have predicated our infrastructure programs in expectation of that growth. But if you take a look at our cargo numbers for the last year, the last 6 months, our imports were down 14%. Our exports, however, increased 25%. So from a revenue standpoint, we're almost neutral. But
historically, the port has grown 6, 7, 10% a year.
Sometimes double digits.
And looking into the future, long term, we're in a recession now or whatever, you expect continued growth.
I hope for continued growth, and we expect to do everything we can to maintain that growth. We will have that growth if we provide the necessary infrastructure to accommodate it. And only through providing that necessary infrastructure will we be able to grow green.
You mentioned before we went on air, and I've known this for some time, the L.A. Long Beach ports are the fifth largest ports in the world, and L.A. Long Beach is the largest port in America, and I think it's about 40% of the stuff comes through the combined ports.
That's exactly right. And we are, in terms of our volume, we are have a greater volume than the next 10 ports in the United States combined.
Wow. Well, the cover story of the latest issue of the Straight Talk Reporter features the port and specifically the Greenport open house coming up on October 4th, which we'll talk about later. But the port is a major entity in town. And let's spend a moment looking at some video of our port here in town. And Jim, you can just comment on what we're going to be seeing.
Well, here, Art, you're seeing one of our major container terminals, which is quite modern, and essentially most of these container terminals now have moved to a much environmentally friendlier method of moving the cargo internally, and that reflects the entire Clean Air Action Plan from the ships, which are now changing to low sulfur fuel when they steam and slowing down within 20 nautical miles of the coastline, to the cranes which take the boxes off the ship, put them either on a train or for delivery by a truck. The trucks, which will be, as you know, we're implementing our clean truck programs,
yes,
which starts October 1st.
Getting the old dirty diesel trucks off. And you're sending ships to cold iron in port, so they use electricity instead of burning their diesel engines.
Exactly. And we recently tested something we call a sock on a stack, which is really a shroud that lowers over the smokestack funnel of the ship and reduces pollution by 98%.
Great. Well, the port is committed, and I know you personally are committed, to cleaning up the act, if we can use the vernacular. But it's not easy, and it is somewhat akin to turning an aircraft carrier around. It's a giant thing, and it can't be done overnight.
Well, it's, I think, even tougher than turning that aircraft carrier, because what we're really doing is trying to change an industry, not only nationally but worldwide. We are so far out.
Are you guys cutting edge in Greenport?
We are absolutely cutting edge.
And what's the response? I know you travel and you meet with your counterparts at other ports. What's their reaction to what you're doing?
Well, it's changing over time. It started out 3 years ago when we were doing it. These people out on the West Coast in Long Beach and Los Angeles are crazy, and they're going to basically drive all the customers away. That's kind of evolved to a situation where ports around the world are increasingly looking at the programs that Long Beach and Los Angeles are implementing, coming here, visiting with us, studying what we're doing, and we're having a much different reception. I've been invited to speak before the World Shipping Congress in China. I just recently spoke in Stockholm at the Association of Cities with Ports, all the major cities in the world that have ports, and frankly, our reception has been quite favorable.
Okay, we'll be continuing our discussion with Jim Hankler, but first we have to pause for these messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
The Marketplace Long Beach, where you can shop for a fabulous selection of merchandise. Dine out tonight. Shop in a relaxing environment. Explore all there is to enjoy at The Marketplace Long Beach, PCH and 2nd Street, online at marketplacelongbeach.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy as the Marketplace Merchants present the Summer Courtyard Concert Series. Enjoy live music in the courtyard every Thursday evening from July 10th to August 7th.
AccuFlex, a division of Laserfiche in Long Beach, provides high-volume document scanning and indexing, converting bulky paper files into retrievable documents.
AccuFlex has provided us with a system that enables reporters to access our database of news material. It gives us peace of mind to know we can put our trust and faith in AccuFlex and that they're helping us to preserve our history.
AccuFlex works with Laserfiche to provide document management solutions that help organizations run smarter.
Welcome back. We're continuing our conversation with Jim Hankler, president of the Board of Harbor Commissioners and one of the wisest men in the community. Jim, security is an important element of the port's portfolio and, in fact, the country's. We're coming up on the 7th anniversary of 9/11 as we tape the show. And a lot of folks are baffled as to why we haven't had a major attack on our country. And certainly the port is a major national security target in the 7 years. And maybe that's off of the focus here, but I know security is very important to the port, and yet there are holes.
Oh, there's no question about the fact that there are holes, Art, but if you take us back to 9/12, we are much, much more secure than we were in those days, and we have taken every dollar that we could find that wasn't nailed down somehow, every federal dollar, and have applied it to our security program, so we're fully covered with cameras, sonar, radiation detection monitors, portal monitors.
But not just the port. There are so many facilities, chemical, nuclear and oil, that pipelines that are vulnerable. Just because you're a wise gentleman, why do you think we haven't faced another 9/11 type attack in the last 7 years?
I think our security agencies have done an extraordinary job. I think that we don't see their work because we're not supposed to see their work, but they are working every day and they're following up on leads and they have prevented many, many efforts to do just what you suggest, which is to create major disruption in the economy of this nation. And so I think we owe them a huge debt of gratitude. At the same time, the resources that have been forthcoming from the federal government based upon the 9/11 Commission's report for ports in general have been woefully inadequate. And when you realize that we are by far the largest port of entry between us and Los Angeles, and you compare what we've gotten, which is $50 million to date, is all Long Beach has
and
gotten.
We know when there was that lockout some years ago and the boats were piled up in the harbor and the trucks, I mean, the economy was grinding to a standstill. So one well-placed bomb in a container can ruin your whole day, to be a little facetious about it. But this is a major national security target, and to have national security dollars distributed on a political basis is outrageous.
Well, I mean, I think it's reflective of the whole earmarking situation that we have in Congress. I mean, if you take, we went in the last appropriation round, we got $100 million for the Gerald Desmond Bridge. The Gerald Desmond Bridge is the bridge to everywhere. Now, the bridge to nowhere in Alaska was appropriated $450 million. Yeah. And so that gives you some idea of the problem.
But even within the national security budget, money goes to different states based on political, not on assessment of risk, which I find outrageous.
Or assessment of need. If you're talking about either risk in terms of security efforts, or you're talking about need in terms of infrastructure, we typically get quite shortchanged on either score.
And that's just the way the system is right now.
Yes. We don't have a ranking member at the time.
How about competition? We read about new ports in Mexico and Canada. What kind of competitive threat does that pose to your port, our port?
I think it poses a significant threat, and I think we need to be very aware of it. If you take a look at Prince Rupert Island, for example, which wasn't even on anyone's radar screen a few years ago, is now doing about 500,000 containers a year. And they are touting the fact that they offer a more direct route to the Midwest, Chicago, and 2 days faster. The problem also is compounded by the fact that our railroads have increased their freight rates. Canadian National has purposely kept their freight rates down. So if you're shipping from Asia and you go to Prince Rupert Island, you might want to ship a discretionary cargo that route rather than bring it to Los Angeles.
So shippers are very sensitive to rate changes and to time, I'm sure.
Very sensitive to that, and cargo knows no loyalties. And basically, we have to remember the fact that we are in competition. Now, what you see emerging in Mexico, presuming that they can actually put this infrastructure together, is another major competitive port, Punta Colonet.
But do they have the road infrastructure and rail infrastructure to get the stuff from the port to wherever it needs to go?
They plan to build it.
Well, it's Mexico.
Well, I don't discount Mexico.
Okay.
I believe that the Calderon government is perhaps the most aggressive and savvy government in Mexico in years when it comes to economic development. They understand the need for infrastructure. The port they're building in Punta Colonet is a $5 billion port.
Let's look at the upside. That will relieve some of the traffic problem on the 710.
It's probably going to relieve some longshoremen of their jobs. And I don't think that part of the equation has come into play. And when you ask me the question, are we going to continue to experience cargo growth, I think those two issues are paramount in our analysis.
What was the resolution of the question of whether Mexican trucks can go on American roads beyond a certain limit from the border?
Well, I'm not sure, because they don't enter at Long Beach. I haven't been following that closely.
That was it. Okay, we'll be continuing our discussion with Jim Hankla after these messages.
Bill Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples, Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We're back, continuing our conversation with Jim Hankler, head of the Port of Long Beach. And everybody is invited, I know, Jim, to your wonderful Port Fest upcoming on October 4th, which is... grown in stature and attendance over the last 3 years. It's everything's free, and people can get a real sense of how the port operates.
They can, and one of the exciting things about it is the opportunity to get on a train and actually go through one of the terminals and see a working terminal in action. That is very popular.
I've done that. It's a great ride. They have boat rides to the port. There are the canine dogs there. There are the robots, and there's food, music. It's a real happening.
It is.
So you're all invited. Everything's free, including parking, on Saturday, October 4th. Also, the port has just come out with its wonderful annual report, and that is available at no cost. If you write to the number that will be shown at the end of the segment, you can get your copy. The port will be happy to send it to you. Let's talk about the relationship, Jim, between the city of Long Beach and the port. You're a harbor commissioner. You're appointed by the city council, as are your colleagues. The harbor department is a department of the city, but you also are in a trustee relationship with the state.
Yes, we pursuant to the city charter, we manage the Tideland Trust that falls within the harbor district. There is a harbor district of the city, and it's defined by boundaries. Within that harbor district, the Board of Harbor Commissioners is the legislative and executive body. We do have a close working relationship with the city. We consider ourselves to be one of the city's major assets and resources. We recognize that City Council does approve our budget. They also have a say in our EIR processing. We have what I think is a very close relationship. We recognize that we are a city with a port, not a port with a city. So we think it is important for us to cooperate in every way we possibly can to help make things better.
But occasionally the city has a different view than the port on certain issues.
They do, and we do our best to work with them and convince them that when those views are divergent, that our view is the right view. However, we recognize that there may be some issues where we just can't agree on, and we try to be articulate, respectful, but responsive to the City Council.
A bill was recently passed, I'm not sure whether it was signed yet by the governor, to allow additional drilling in the existing Wilmington Field, which embraces the port's property, that would theoretically generate tens of millions of dollars for the state and the city.
We were very supportive of that bill. We think it's good
legislation.
We think it's good legislation, and yeah. We think it is probably well overdue. And I congratulate the city and Occidental Petroleum for coming up with that solution. Should put a lot more money.
And that was triggered by the higher prices of oil. It now makes it. Occidental is now incentivized to drill, and they're going to take a little more of the risk and take a little more of the profits. The city, God knows, doesn't have the money to invest. But with higher oil prices, there's more of an impetus to drill in this existing region.
It's an economics issue. A lot of people don't realize that the Wilmington oil field is the largest oil field ever actually developed in the lower 48 states.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Right here in town.
Right here in town.
Right in the port property.
Part of it, yes.
You're the Alaska of Southern California.
The Wilmington oil field is.
Well, we're coming to the end, Jim. Just some personal reflections on your many years here in Long Beach. We have a minute left. What do you see the city going?
Well, I'm an optimist. I don't think you can be in the business I've been in without being an optimist. I think the city is certainly in for some relatively rough time short term. But I think with the proper leadership the city has within its boundaries, the resources to address those issues, will address those issues satisfactorily. We are a very, very large and diverse community. We have population needs that are certainly not reflected in some of our surrounding areas. But I am optimistic about the future of Long Beach, particularly so at the moment.
We have location, we have oil, we have water, and we have beach.
That's right.
Doesn't get much better than that.
It doesn't.
Jim Hanka, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Art.
We'll be back with the remaining portions of our show after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
It's Big Red Bus. Our English double-decker buses offer large groups a fun, unique, inexpensive alternative to standard transportation. Bar hopping, weddings, sporting events, airport pickups, kids parties, you name it, and we'll help customize the perfect experience. We have open and closed top buses available. Both are equipped with custom-built bars, stereo systems, and a friendly hostess. Alcohol is permitted on board. For your next event or fun occasion, call Big Red Bus at 562-852-9888 or visit us on the web.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years, for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
Welcome back. What a great way to start our fall season of our 15th year. No brighter person in town than Jim Hankla. A lot of accumulated wisdom. I'd like to again invite you all to consider becoming one of our subscribers for the Straight Talk Reporter. It's at no cost. We've recently expanded it to 12 pages. And you'll find interesting articles like Port Fest, the marathon. In the back, we have a beautiful ad for Port Fest. You can subscribe by just writing to us at art@straighttalktv.com, and we'll be glad to email you every 2 months your very own copy of the reporter. Well, upcoming shows will include Mayor Bob Foster talking about the budget situation. We also have the candidates running for state assembly, so please join us for next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Long Beach Magazine. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at straighttalktv.com.